Eurotel was a hotel chain founded in the late 50s. And this system of Eurotel was kind of time-sharing system in the sense that you could buy a room and you were allowed to use this room several weeks a year. So what happened with Montreux and with this room is that one person, 40 years ago, bought several rooms with one condition, that one of these rooms should stay prepared for her all year long. And this person never came. So the room stayed empty for 40 years. Empty but completely preserved. Everything here is original. The pot is the pot you can see on the original advertisement of 67. The china is the original Langenthal china. Everything here, even under the sink, there is the original red rubbish bin. And now you have to think that this room is in the first skyscraper of Montreux, and that this room was built in 67 when the jazz festival was born. 67 is beginning of the change. The society changes then, and this room is witness of the former society. It changed from the conventional society to the flower power society. The change of the society is the change of people becoming individuals. Actually, holiday is also something that is coming up after the Second World War. Before, you're not paid when you're on holiday. You even can't take holiday. After Second World War, and especially after 58, in the late 50s, you have what you call the paid vacation. And people start to travel, to take vacation. You can't afford a summer house, a summer residence, but you can afford an apartment, a small flat, in a hotel, in a tower. This is a cupboard, but it's also a hidden table. When it is closed, you have a bookshelf and you have integrated dressing table. And when you once open it, you have the table to eat here your lunch. The table is black formica, and formica was a material used very much used in the 50s and 60s. Formica would free the woman from housework because formica was easier to maintain than wood. You have to start to preserve aspects of this society. It can be architecture, objects, it can be art. Our generation, we were young in 68, our generation has now to consider this with other eyes and say, oh God, this is what we are going to give to our young people. Because when you see the young people, how they react when they see the room here, they have the same reaction as when we see a room of the Belle Époque. They say, oh gosh, look at that, this is formica, and look at the kitchen. How could you cook without a microwave? It's completely different. This is history now. Claude Nobs, he started the festival in 67. He's the founder of Montreux Jazz Festival. And so we asked Claude Nobs to be the godfather of the room. And when he saw the room, well, he was suddenly put back in his young years. And he said, my God, I knew all that. I was living in apartments like this one. We asked him what would be the name of the room. And he said, well, we could name the room after Charles Lloyd, because this was the first contract I signed with an artist. And Charles Lloyd was the artist I could afford to invite in 67. So the Charles Lloyd room is the witness of 67, of the beginning of the jazz festival.